The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, my name is Adam Fields with the Midnight27Studios.com, creator of the Prowl comic book series. You are listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 142. I hope you're doing well out there. I hope you survived the wicked weather that has seemed to have its grasp on central Ohio. Man, between the snow and the cold, it's been miserable, man. But you know what? What am I doing? You're not here to listen to me complain about the weather. No. You're here to catch some insights, some thoughts, some predictions about the next big WWE pay-per-view event, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, the Royal Rumble. As you know, it's the kickoff to the road to WrestleMania, so to speak, as they like to remind us of. And I know normally these preview episodes for the big pay-per-views usually happen a little bit closer to the event, but I'm going to be honest with you all. I had to rearrange the schedule a little bit with a couple of guests, so I thought, you know what? Even though it's 2 weeks out, I'll go ahead, I'll publish and produce this episode, and we'll get it out there, and if there are any major changes, which I think there might be between now and the event, maybe on the recap edition, we'll talk about those changes. But speaking of changes, my normal crew is not joining me. You know, typically it's Ringside Rand and DJ Joey Blaze sitting down with me to discuss these pay-per-views, but this week, Ringside Rand decided to spend a very pleasant week in sunny Florida, and I don't blame him for that. See my previous comments about the weather. So DJ Joey Blaze is joining me here on the PVD Cast, but a new guest is coming to join us, and I'm very delighted that she accepted the invitation to come on. Miss Christina will be joining us, and she's a young lady that's over on Twitter that is very, very passionate about professional wrestling. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and throw out her Twitter handle. It's at I Don't Love That. She covers a lot of professional wrestling over there, both at the independent level as well as at the major leagues. She has a Periscope show that she does that kind of puts a little bit of a spin in terms of looking at pro wrestling from a female perspective. And so made the invitation. She accepted. She's coming on. I'm very excited for this episode. We'll see if maybe our predictions this time around will be a little bit more solid than with the Survivor Series, because we didn't do very well with those predictions, did we? So, but before we get into that conversation, let me just remind you real quick, let me take care of a little bit of business, and let you all know that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. As you know, Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or your MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of the PVD Cast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their great service. And as I've mentioned many, many times, they have a lot of wrestling books, from books by Justin Roberts and Chris Jericho. There's one by HBK. There's a lot of wrestling books over at Audible. All you got to do is just peruse their catalog and then sign up. And how do you sign up, you ask? Well, it's simple. Just go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast to get your free audio book. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast. And I can't tell you enough that if you go and do that, it helps Audible out, it helps me out, you get a sweet audiobook download, everybody wins. So again, head on over to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. And with that, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear DJ Joey Blaze, Miss Christina, and yours truly talk about the WWE's next big event, the Royal Rumble.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk Royal Rumble. I'm sitting down, of course, with my man, DJ Joey Blaze. How are you?
Well, first of all, I know we like to go in a little bit of a diatribe at the beginning.
Of course you do.
Doing wouldn't excellent. Well, I came in here, catering treated me very well. I had a nice French roast.
I'm glad.
Back there in catering, yeah. And so I got some of that. And just got to talk to the legal team, but we missed out on Ringside this week.
Well, we did because Ringside is not here. And we'll get to who is joining us here in a moment. Not to be rude. Ringside apparently decided to celebrate Martin Luther King Day the only way you should, by taking a week off and going to Florida.
One thing concerns me about that.
What's that?
I think Wade Boggs lives in Florida.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I hope he's not going back to finish the job.
He's going to try to smother him with a pillow.
If you want to figure out what we're talking about, go back a few
episodes.
You kind of know why we're bringing that up.
Yeah.
Long story short, there was a little fisticuffs between Ringside and Wade Boggs back in the day.
But filling in for Ringside Rand is, of course, the lovely Miss Christina. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. So this is basically our Royal Rumble preview show. I talked a little bit in the intro as to why we kind of rearranged the schedule a little bit, but I still think it'll work. So as of 2 weeks out from the big event, this is what we're going to be discussing. Some of the matches that have already been signed, some of the people who have already entered the Rumble, and maybe a few other miscellaneous things as well. So where do we start? Should we start with the big deal? Should we start with, and by big deal, I mean, the Royal Rumble.
Your name over here or something. you're the play-by-play.
All right, let's start with the Men's Royal Rumble. All right, so we're going to have 30 men. Already, I believe there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12 men who have already officially thrown their hat into the ring. Elias, Randy Orton, Nakamura, John Cena, Finn Balor, Baron Corbin, Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt, Rusev, Aiden English, Titus O'Neil, and Apollo Crews. So, those are the 12
folks. Titus O'Neil really tips the scales of that lineup you just gave me right there.
Yeah, and I'm sure there was going to be a cavalcade of other people thrown in there.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Did you like that one?
I enjoyed that one.
There you go.
I'll use that in my next rap.
Okay. All right.
So what do you want to know from us about this?
Well, who else do you think is going to be an outstanding individual that hasn't been thrown in here yet?
Either ladies
one
first
of them. Okay, ladies first.
Just outstanding?
Sure. Okay. I mean, because I'm sure that the Ascension's going to be thrown in, but they ain't got no chance in hell of winning the thing. No chance.
I think that we're going to have not a permanent call-up, just a one-time Royal Rumble call-up of Lars Sullivan, and he's going to go in there and maybe go, like, toe-to-toe with Braun, like, these two monsters. I think he's going to eliminate a lot of people. Lars Sullivan from NXT.
Oh, I think that's a great surprise
idea. It is.
And I like that you brought up Braun, because that's one of the things I was going to talk about when we started talking about our predictions and stuff like that.
Sure.
He's not going to, with the way everything, especially went on Raw, he's not going to be just happy about the world, the champion of the universe, the universal title. I think you're going to see him be in the Rumble or come in and decimate the Rumble. That's one of my predictions I was going to bring up throughout. But I'm sorry to kind of jump the gun on that.
No, that's fine.
It's not that big a surprise. I think at number 27, you're going to see Daniel Bryan.
Oh, okay.
Hot take.
Yeah, exactly.
that was not one on my list of surprises.
Because I think they're going to further this because he keeps driving.
Sure.
If I'm not wrestling by WrestleMania, I'm not wrestling again. I know we're all into it. We like it. You're great. We hopefully feel you, but you're going to do it. I think he's going to lead to a match with Shane at Mania because they're building to that, obviously, on SmackDown. So I'm anxious to see because we're being recorded a little bit early. I'm anxious to see how they keep building this towards Rumble.
Sure.
That's my surprise entrant. I have a couple other ideas. I love her idea about Lars Sullivan because he's getting this monster push down there. But yeah, so that's my surprise. But I don't. To my opinion, it's not that much of a surprise because I guess some of the dirt sheets are buzzing about it. The Twitter machine's probably buzzing about it.
Well, I see. I'm going to be honest.
Whatever you said, it sounds like some other kind of website that we won't talk about.
No, Buffer's a great application to use if you have lots of tweets you want to put out.
Application is a longer version of that for you kids listening.
There you go. I'm going to just say it right now. I'm really baffled, and I don't know what to think about Braun Strowman right now. And I'll further explain. I can see him winning the Rumble. I can see him being one of the participants of the Rumble, even though I think that they haven't alluded to that he's going to be in it yet, but I'm sure he will be. When it comes to the match in itself against Brock and Kane, that match has got me really baffled because I don't... Okay, first of all, Kane's not winning the title. We all know that. That's...
How sweet would it be, though? Your mayor is the champion of the universe at the same time? Wow! Like, I want to vote for that guy. Like, he walks into the belt. That's pretty cool.
That is... But I don't see them, I don't know, I don't see them putting the belt on Braun just yet. I really don't feel
that. I don't feel that way either. That's
okay.
I guess when we get to that point, I kind of want to elaborate a little bit on that on my own. But when we talk about our predictions, because it's going to kind of tie in for me. What's your surprise?
Well, my surprise is two. I think either one of the surprise entrants for the Rumble is either going to be one of the cast-offs from TNA. EC3 probably, or Lashley. I could see either one of them.
I read today, because everybody on the internet knows everything, that the contract is no compete till February 1st.
Okay.
So.
I could see, then we'll go EC3. I could see him showing up.
Really on his jock, which is, he took the time to go there, just like so many other guys, like Matt Hardy reinventing himself there, all these guys going and just redoing his gimmick. Way better than Patrick Bateman.
Yeah.
Or what was his name?
No. Was it Patrick Bateman? No. Patrick Bateman's the character from American Psycho.
Derek Bateman. Patrick's cousin or something.
Although that would be a great gimmick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, if you came to the ring in the see-through translucent coat, you know, with raincoat.
Naked chicks.
Well, Jason with the chainsaw. Yeah, well, there's that too. My other surprise, here we go. I think our other surprise entrant to the Royal Rumble will be none other than Sid.
He probably no-show him. I hope TSA don't get a hold of him.
That's if he can get on a plane and make it to Philadelphia.
You're familiar with it, right?
No.
No.
Oh, my. Apparently, Sid Vicious, Psycho Sid, was booked a few weeks ago for AIW.
Uh-huh.
But the morning of the event, apparently called the owner, John Thorne, and stated that he could not get on the plane because he had overdue parking tickets and because of Trump's TSA...
Travel ban.
He was not allowed to get on the plane. He didn't have his passport. He doesn't know where it is.
her expression was most
exactly for those at home. Christina had the most puzzled look on her face, as we all did, because that doesn't even make sense.
He's been a career of bullshit.
I know.
His whole career,
you couldn't come up with better bullshit than that.
Not when you're from Arkansas, I guess you can. I mean, he's probably ready to party with Marty out there. I don't know.
You'll be disappointed. I did look up because I know how much we'd love to start these episodes of this podcast with the little Marty Jannetty news. Everything was pretty mundane on his Facebook. I looked at 6:30 this morning.
Hall of Fame induction, maybe?
Maybe. Ooh, you say
he's... Royal Rumble entrant. Maybe that's why he's being...
Is that why he's cleaning it up? He's not talking about having sex with cats?
Or lusting after his daughter. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's another prediction.
Marty Jannetty in the Rumble.
Maybe he's going to be on Raw 25.
There are a lot of questions about that on his Facebook page. I don't think if
you
I...
You really researched
I,
it.
I
maybe you just call him. Get his phone number, get him on here. We'll find out. I'm serious. That's one of our New Year's resolutions, by the way, 2018. John Orlando and Joey Blaze and whoever else wants to partake, we're going to party with Marty.
I don't know if we can keep up.
I don't care. It's either that, we're going to Olive Garden with Virgil, or we're hanging out with Sheiky Baby.
Okay. I'm down for going to Olive Garden with Virgil.
Yeah, you definitely have to do that.
Yeah, right? See? Next time we swing out to Pittsburgh.
Just put that out in the universe and say make things happen. All right.
Anywho.
Back to the Rumble.
So, Christina, who do you think's winning the Rumble for the men?
I think Shinsuke is going to win it.
I agree, because I think we're finally going to get what we all want, which is AJ Styles against Nakamura at WrestleMania. I think that's my pick as well. You? DJ Joey Blaze?
I have two picks. I have the hot take, and then I have
your safe
bet. It's a twofer, which is a safe bet, but you're still going to see these matches at Mania regardless. Hot take is going back to my surprise entrant. Daniel Bryan is going to screw up everything.
Okay.
Or it's either going to be one of the two, and this is what's going to happen. It's going to be Shinsuke, or it's going to be everybody's favorite, Roman Reigns. Either way, he's facing Lesnar at Mania. So you're going to see those two matches. Those two matches are happening at Mania. Styles, Shinsuke, and Roman Lesnar. But one of those two guys are winning it. If you're taking to the bank, if you just want to throw one out there, number 27, Daniel Bryan.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move along then to the next big profile match. Of course, the three-way dance, so to speak. The triple threat. The Universal title, Brock versus Braun versus Kane. So I kind of spouted off already and talked a little bit about what I'm just baffled by it, because I just don't see where, from a booking standpoint, putting the title on Braun prior to Mania just doesn't seem to make sense. So I think I'm just taking the safe bet on this one. In my prediction, I think Lesnar retains.
So I'm picturing it. Gorilla position. Vince is so excited about how his big guy's doing so well.
Oh, gosh.
He probably has his shirt off. He's probably oiled up just with him. My big guy's looking good. Let's just put them all in a match together. And I'm pretty sure Vince booked this match, because this is totally like what's that movie that Rock's going to be in? It's like Rampage.
Rampage. It is.
An in-ring version of Rampage.
Yes.
You got three humongous dudes. Here's why I like it.
I just like to interject. I'm not hating on this match at all. I'm baffled as to what do you do? Because I think they booked themselves into a corner. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm just clarifying. I don't know if the match is going to be good, bad, or ugly. But
this is Kane's last ride.
Sure.
And I think that's kind of what they're trying to just take. You've been so much to this company over the years. We're coming in, you're serviceable one more time. Just build up and give him a send off. Ooh, he will be champion of the universe. I love saying that, obviously. But and then we're going to make Braun look strong again, because Braun's looked strong against Lesnar, so he's going to keep making him look strong without giving the title, because he doesn't need to have the title to get over.
That's true.
So you put it on Lesnar. Eventually, it's going to come back, because I don't think Lesnar is going to still. He's going to do about 5 dates a year here eventually and get rid of that title, and that's what's going to go on and get passed to Roman and all that good stuff. But I think it's going to be a showcase match. It's going to have some boring spots, because we're used to this fast-paced, good, crazy stuff like that, but it's going to do the booking that it needs to do. It's going to give Kane one last hurrah. It's going to make Braun look strong, and then it's going to have Lesnar like, hey, he's still got some sauce, and he's going to look strong too going into Mania.
Your thoughts, Christina?
No, I agree. I think Lesnar's going to keep the title. I think that Kane's probably going to take the pin so that Braun doesn't look weak or anything like he got pinned. And then it's going to – I think – I agree with everyone else. It's going to be Roman and Lesnar at WrestleMania for the title.
All right. There you go.
Complete congruence.
Complete so far.
I like it.
Well, except for you on that one, on the Royal Rumble of the men. You didn't pick Nakamura. Sorry.
I did, kind of.
Did you?
Yeah, like if it was a pie chart, I have 33.3%.
Blaze, this is what happens when you pick three winners. Like, I can't remember.
Well, it's like I entered more tickets in the raffle. So
they're one for a dollar, six for five.
Yes.
Lord knows I've said that about 15 years.
I'm sure they ran after any promotion we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Hashtag lesions.
All right, AJ Styles versus KO and Sami Zayn. Christina, what are your thoughts on this match? Your predictions?
I think it's kind of weird and confusing story-wise. I don't really understand why they're feuding with AJ. why really this got, but I'm not mad about it. I hope that Sammy wins it. I hope that him and Kevin can be co-champions. I would like to see Sammy win it and then lose it the next week. Like, just have it for a minute and then get it taken away again.
Thoughts?
I love Sammy having a title. Unfortunately, I don't think it's ever going to happen. If they're going to do anything, it would be on KO. What I like is the whole feud is kind of weird, but Kevin Owens is money. Like, this whole gimmick and the way that he's been able to work everybody, oh, they got sent home from the tour, like, that was all a work. Like, it wasn't, like, you know what I'm saying? And what they've been doing with this thing is they not only have they been working the marks, they've been working the insiders too, and they keep doing a decent job of it. I see AJ retaining some sort of schmoz where they run into each other in the battle of the ring and then finisher hit on maybe Sammy 1-2-3. But just like I mentioned about Strowman, KO doesn't need the title to be over. I think he's a great heel. I think that everything they got going, anything he touches, in my opinion, turns to gold. He knows how to, he's a little bit of a throwback, but everything. Anyway, AJ.
I go with AJ too, but I think because something happens with Shane and Daniel Bryan that causes confusion in the match between the heels, and that allows AJ to sneak up and get a victory.
Which might lead to...
Right, that would fit into your scenario. I will say this. I have been a very big fan of Sami Zayn being the heel because he is so much better as the heel. I think, on the Survivor Series wrap-up show with Ringside Rand had mentioned that he was just not interested in Sami Zayn, and I was the same way. But now that he's turned heel, he has just been so grating and annoying, which is what you want your heels to be. I think that he's really stepped it up. And I agree with you. I think it's a shame that he won't get gold. But I think Owens and Zayn are going to be pushed for a tag title run, personally.
I think that would make some sense, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Just to freshen that up a little bit on that side.
Right, right. Well, speaking of tag team titles...
What a great segue.
That's what happens when you deal
with
them.
That's what they call them, the biz.
That is. Rollins and Jordan against The Bar. Cesaro and Sheamus.
They don't just raise the bar.
They are the bar.
They are the bar.
By the way, if you watch NFL football, have you seen Ford's commercial where they talk about the F-150 is the bar? I'm like, uh-oh. I think somebody's going to sue somebody.
They're going to ride in on an F-150. Great product placement.
That would be awesome. Ford, the official truck of WWE.
I am so sick. And I used to be a huge fan, of Jason Jordan.
Oh, see, I've never been a big fan of Jason Jordan, so that didn't bother me.
I was a fan of American Alpha. I was a fan of his work rate. But just like this whole whiny child, this whole thing that happened, played out last night on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're in the green room prepping for the show. One of the things I brought up was my favorite points of Raw, but Jason Jordan keeps being one of my least favorite points. I don't understand the tag team. Whatever. The bar is winning it, but they're just going to hold it for a little bit because eventually I think that... what were we just talking
American
about?
American Alpha? American Alpha.
We were just talking about American Alpha, yeah.
Yeah, but in the green room, we were talking about the Revival. Yeah.
Oh, the Revival, okay.
Anybody's just going to keep it warm for them, and I think they're going to go on a nice long run, in my opinion. But anyway, yeah, the bar takes the titles.
Christina, your thoughts?
Well, I do want to say that I was smiling while you were saying that, because I used to hate Jason Jordan, and I... love him so much right now. Like, his shitty, annoying little personality and always going to Kurt and stuff. I love... And even the way he talks so awkwardly and, like...
I had your back, Dad.
His voice kind of, like, like, goes up and down like he's nervous. Oh, my God. It's so good to me. Yeah. I would have came and saved you from Braun, Dad. I like him right now. I like him and Seth. I think Seth's going to be, like, his big bro, and it's going to set something up for when Dean returns. But I think the bar is going to win, and I think that he's going to get into a big fight with Roman, and it's going to cause tension because it's going to be Jason Jordan's fault why they lost. He's going to do something stupid.
I'm going the same way. I say the bar wins. I think this might be the point where they start to split them, you know, where Jordan does the full-on heel turn and gets, you know, attacks Rollins or costs Rollins to get pinned, and I think then that sets up for Mania.
I just want to see a curb stomp in this match. Seeing it again last night was awesome.
And the rumor was that Vince hated that move because he thought it was too dangerous because he, quote, could see a 9-year-old Shane doing it to Stephanie. So I'm curious as to why it was brought back. Or does Vince even know?
Well, because it's kind of pointless to do the pedigree now at this point.
Sure. You're right. I guess it's that old adage of it's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Yeah.
Right. So. Alright, next tag team title match, 2 out of 3 falls. Gable and Benjamin, they're going to go against the Usos for the SmackDown version of the tag team titles. Christina, your thoughts?
I think that Benjamin and Gable are going to win, especially right now with the news about Jey Uso, I believe, today. Was that he got whatever arrested for something? I definitely think that they're going to win that one.
That's news to me. I wouldn't pay attention.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. That must be late breaking news because I didn't see that either. Fresh, they got arrested?
Fresh off the sheets.
Really?
Yeah, look it up while you guys get your.
All right. Because I already have Usos going over because I think it's too soon again for Gable and Benjamin.
Well, I got too many favorite Benjamins in my life. Yeah. It's all about the Benjamins. I love my $100 bills.
Right.
I'm very anxious to see Senor Benjamin
again. Back. Yes, of course.
But I've always been a fan of Shelton. Shelton is just, people think I'm weird, but there's a Central Ohio guy that was just as athletic and did a lot of the same stuff I was always a fan of, and I haven't talked to him in years, but Albie Dam.
Yeah.
Kind of a similar type of wrestling style, and I like Shelton, I think, and of course I love Gable. Gable is on the cusp of becoming that breakout single star. So I think he needs a nice tag title run and then a nice split up with Shelton because I think eventually, it won't be like 2 months from now, but maybe come Survivor Series or something like that, I think that would be a really good feud. So I'm taking Gable and Benjamin.
Okay. Well, did you...
You want my news?
Yeah.
Sorry, Goose.
No, I love the Usos. I want them to hold the titles forever. But it says that Jey Uso, one half of the tag team, SmackDown Tag Team Champion, was arrested Sunday in Texas for driving under the influence DUI. He was bonded out after posting a $500 bond, and WWE sent the following statement on the arrest. Joshua Fatu is responsible for his own personal actions. We are investigating the matter and awaiting information from local law enforcement officials.
So, okay, I'm just going to be that guy. Is this the one that's married to Naomi?
No,
it's the other one. Yeah. Okay. I'm clueless, so.
Well, I'm glad this wasn't a Party with Marty incident, first of all.
Yeah.
and second of all, that really ruins my chances to go to Universal Studios.
It does!
Like, I was looking forward to winning that contest and hanging out with Naomi in her bathing suit. So yeah. I guess I will not be able to do that now.
Which is looks like it's a bathing suit from Fabulous Moolah's time, like the 1940s.
She probably has to, because there's a lot that can fall out of it if she wears
headgear. Well. To be honest. So, well, I guess with that wrench in the plan, so to speak, maybe I will switch my prediction to Gable and Benjamin, but I really thought the Usos had much more momentum. I feel
so we're
like,
allowed to change our predictions now?
Well, in light of what was just read to us, what do you
give me heck for being having three different choices, true. And now you just totally flip.
All right. Touche.
Come on, touché. Bobby, you're playing both sides over here.
We also have Enzo Amore defending the Cruiserweight title against Cedric Alexander. Your thoughts, DJ Joey Blaze?
I actually get Christina's thoughts on Enzo lately, too, just in general. This whole Ric Flair thing that he's trying to become is very interesting. Did you watch the Sit Down with Corey Graves?
Yeah, I watched it.
Like, they tried to, like, make it, like, oh my gosh, like a shoot. I'm not buying it. Like, Enzo can't be a heel. That would, like, he does stuff and he doesn't get booed still. Like, they still channel on with him and stuff. It's funny. Just a whole sidetrack about his character there. I'm an Enzo fan for some reason. But to go back to it, I say Enzo retains because I think they're going to set up a feud with some of these guys they have coming into 205 Live. Like, we're going to talk about somebody that just recently signed today that I know she's really excited signed. I'm guessing. But I think they're going to set it up for some best other. I think Cedric Alexander is going to do his thing. I don't think he's going to stay on 205 Live. I think they might elevate him. So that's my opinion. I'm taking Enzo.
Christina?
I like to take the scenic route sometimes.
That's fine.
When there's 270, no. There's 270, I take 270.
It's all good.
I think, well, first of all, I'm actually liking Enzo again now. I was hating him for a while, but I like him again now. But I think that Cedric Alexander is going to win. I think that there's just more opportunities with him to have better matches defending it. I think that him and Enzo are going to continue on a little bit of a feud afterwards, though, just because Enzo is like that vindictive, like, I didn't really lose it. It wasn't my fault, like, type of guy. So, but I think Cedric Alexander is going to finally win the big one.
I agree. I think Cedric Alexander wins, and for the exact same reasons you just mentioned, is I think that if you're trying to push a product that is based on work rate, that Enzo Moura is not your guy. I mean,
but he's
not.
He's boosted their ratings.
Well, I think that's people sure, watching. Sure. I think he is a valuable asset, but they just have not found the way to use him correctly. I think he was fine with Cass. I think that worked because you could, the old Paul Heyman, you could hide his weaknesses because you had Cass there. When they split him up and he's on his own, you can't hide those weaknesses, and it shows that he is an awful worker. Sorry.
Oh.
Personality-wise, character-wise, phenomenal, but he's a terrible worker.
He deserves to be a manager. Two quick things. What does Goldust have to do with all this?
Funny you mention that. Somebody proposed the theory that Goldust does actually work in the does actually work for the 205 Live, because if he's supposedly golden, then gold weighs a particular, you weigh it differently than a human being, so he actually would be in at 171. Like, I don't know, there was a bunch of math involved, I didn't understand it, but you weigh gold differently than a human being, so that's this fan's theory that he fits, because if you weighed gold dust.
Okay, first of all, somebody's hit this fan in the face, just punch him.
Just
that's
saying,
kind of
well,
stupid.
I don't know.
How dare you? It was me. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Yeah, it was.
When the shoe fits, I know I'll wear it. But no, I'm a huge Goldie fan. I mean,
I know.
Dressed up as him. Like, Dustin Rhodes is my dude.
But your best costume was when you were Amish Roadkill. I gotta throw that out.
About that one. That was a good one. That was a good cosplay. Anyway. But no, I just don't understand that. But here's what I think is going to happen. I'm going to do a little prediction past Rumble. I think there's going to be a very sweet Fatal 4-Way at Mania. I don't know which way they're going to mold it. But I think I like the idea of a program continued after Rumble that's going to interject with those two guys being two pieces of a Fatal 4-Way that's going to be sweet. Will be the returning Neville. I don't know. They said he might go to New Japan now. But there's a couple different things you could throw into it. But.
Well, let's talk about the person you mentioned, because there's been some signings in the WWE real quick, and Ricochet obviously falls into this.
That's who I was speaking
of.
I'm sure you're a big fan of that signing, Christina.
I mean, I always get really nervous when people that I really are invested in get signed, just because I'm scared of what they're going to do to them, so.
Oh, it's been, and they got a history of doing it. I don't know.
Sure.
How many people.
Yeah, they put the handcuffs on lots of people, yeah.
But I feel better about it now than if they would have done it years ago. Because of what Paul Tripps, whatever you want to call him, has done with guys like Kevin Owens. Like, Kevin Owens wouldn't have got a fair shake because he's a big, fat slob. I mean, I don't think he is that, but that's how he would be looked at. And some of these guys are getting these pushes and getting these spots that wouldn't have got him before. And I think when he comes in, I think he's going to get a pretty fair shake. But then you say that, though. I guess they still have done that to a couple people. Like, what's Roddy doing down in NXT? Like, Roderick Strong was kind of going, you're like,
yeah.
Nowhere. Yeah, yeah.
So, six of one, half does the other. I'm very excited, but I think he's going to kind of get a quick push, and I think whoever holds that 205 Cruiserweight title, I think, is holding it for him, because he's going to...
Mm-hmm.
So.
A couple other signees that were not in that 205 point class would be War Machine. Hanson and Rowe, and Candice LeRae.
Yes,
yeah, also signed.
Which, how excited are you about that? You guys are War Machine fans, aren't you?
Yeah, and Candice LeRae fans, actually. That's one of the shows that I'm going to this weekend. They have, not Hanson, but Rowe. So he's going to be there. I'm excited. I wish Hanson was going to be there, though.
Which one dates Sarah Logan?
I think Raymond Rowe, I think. I don't know.
One of them is married. The one with all the tattoos is married.
Oh, that's Raymond Rowe.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's married. So then Hanson. Okay, Hanson.
So it's good to see that they're bringing that together. And then what I was really hoping when they signed Ricochet and she said that they haven't approached her was bringing in Tessa.
Oh, of course. I knew you were going to say that. I know.
I would love and then bring her in and put her with Charlotte and then.
That would be... Well, let's go
ahead. I'm just so glad I don't have to see an Anderson daughter because I don't imagine what she'd look like.
Well, it depends. If it's Arns, maybe not too bad, but if it's Oli's, ooh. Yeah, anywho. Okay, let's talk about the Women's Royal Rumble. So, as of today, these are the ladies who have thrown their proverbial hat into the ring. Naomi, Asuka, Natalya, Ruby Riott, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Carmella, Sarah Logan, Lana, Liv Morgan, Tamina, Nia Jax, Dana Brooke, Becky Lynch, Alicia Fox, and Mickie James. So as of there, that's 18 names. It has been stated that they're probably going to call about 8 people up from NXT and then fill the rest with a couple of surprises. So, Christina, who do you think is going to be one of the surprises, and who do you think is going to win the Women's Royal Rumble?
Okay, so I did a whole very detailed thread about this in the middle of December, so if anyone wants to go to Twitter and read it.
And what Twitter handle will that be?
It's I Don't Love That, one word. It's my pinned post, so it's easy to find. And there was a lot of controversy about this post, but one of my surprise entrants, I think, is going to be Kelly Kelly. I think she's going to come out at 10. I think people are going to be expecting, like, Alita or a Trish or something like that, and her music's going to hit at 10, like, just to troll everybody, and they're all going to be like, ah!
She's got nothing else going on. She's no longer on that WAGS show.
Yeah, and I think she's going to be at Raw 25, maybe? Right. Yeah. So I think she's going to be there.
That'd be a great troll, though.
Yeah.
I would. See, I predicted, like, I thought Lita certainly might be one of the surprises. I think Trish Stratus could be a surprise, but I don't know the surprises. I would love...
I don't think you're seeing Lita because she's not going to put her neck at risk
again. Yeah, sure. I agree with you, and I think Trish is probably not going to be it either because she's... Yeah, exactly.
So tell me more about the post.
I think we're going to see both Bellas. I think that Brie, I mean, Nikki's a given, but I think Brie is going to use this as her comeback to build for something with them at Mania.
Will they have separate entrances or will they do twin magic?
They'll have separate entrances, but they'll come in close together so that they'll be together in the ring for an amount of time. My other one actually was who just got signed today, Candice LeRae. I think that she's going to be in it. I think that Shayna Baszler is going to be in it, even though I'm not thrilled about it. And my number 30 surprise was that we're going to get Ronda Rousey.
Well, funny you mentioned that. Apparently the deal is done with Ronda Rousey. It's what insiders are saying. But from what I read, they're thinking that she may not be ready to go to Mania. So...
That's why her number 30 makes sense, though, because you don't have to come at the end. You don't have to be super ready.
Yeah.
So she'd be a quick in and out, maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I mean, she can.
Okay.
I love a lot of walk things me through she said. It. If I just kind of interject, which I just did. A surprise on my end, Molly Holly. You're gonna see Molly Holly.
Oh, okay.
In some way, shape, or form.
All right.
Mighty Molly. I don't know. I think that'd be kind of fun. I think you're going to see Ronda Rousey. I had 3 picks for the men's. I have 2 for the women's.
Okay.
You're not going to agree with any of either one, which is fine.
No.
And it's not going to make sense, but I think she needs to have a push like this to get her character back on. So we'll go back to her. She's a safe bet of mine. But the first one is Ronda Rousey. That's my hot take. Ronda Rousey wins it. Okay. And what that does is she challenges Charlotte and starts that whole four horsewomen against four horsewomen thing. If not, my safe bet, because it's not going to turn a lot of heads, it's safe. You're going to have somebody that knows what they're doing. And you might see a heel turn with this, which would be so awesome. And you guys don't like her, but it's okay, is Bayley. That's my two choices for those two scenarios. Because I think if you did, you bring in her. Do you have a cough button? Do you have a dump button here when I cough?
No, I don't. Okay. That's okay. Don't worry.
You bring in her. She's a safe bet either way because she's great at what she does. But you take her if you turn her heel. I think that just sets up a whole new realm of things. Like have her eliminate Sasha and create just a whole big heel schmoz with that. But that's my two picks with that, because I wrote this down too. Obviously, I don't tweet a lot, but I was talking to a buddy of mine. Sasha beats Alexa. She has the title, then it's Bayley and Alexa, or Bayley and Sasha at Mania. Anyway.
My safe bet, and I just feel because of the momentum that she has, I'm going that the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble will be Asuka. I just feel like she's got the momentum. I think that it'll be a way to get rid of the Nia Jax part of the equation, because now we're at Mania. It has to be Bliss. It has to versus Asuka. There's no Nia Jax over there. What are you doing? What are you looking
at? Well, there's no women's titles matches on the show.
Well, you would think that would save time.
Maybe it's on the pre-show. Maybe Asuka Rut fights.
I don't know. There's no Intercontinental or U.S. title match either, even though that I know that the U.S. title tournament final is supposed to be at the Royal Rumble.
Huge pet peeve really fast.
What?
And it started back when Piper had lost the Intercontinental title in the Rumble. I hate when you see people twice in a Rumble.
Yeah. Show. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree.
Because that's ever reminded me. But no, yeah. We don't see any women's matches. So I don't. Asuka might. Is she on the list, you said, though?
Yes.
Maybe something will happen with her and Nia Jax.
I don't know.
To break that momentum. But no, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And my surprise, I was going to go out on a limb with this one. I don't think. I was going with Medusa Michelli / Alunder Blaze. That's who I was going to go with to come back and have a spot in the
Rumble. I was unsurprised by that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. It would be sweet if it was Sunny. That's not going to happen, though.
Well, I think she charged too much for that. She's too busy getting her cam hits.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Uh-huh. Or Skype. Or, yeah. Dirty Skypes. Yeah, dirty anyways.
Which, by the way, I paid my bill for that. Oh, was that out loud?
You did. You did blurt that out. But speaking of the Intercontinental title, so The Miz is going to face Roman Reigns next week, Raw 25. So I guess that's going to be our Intercontinental title match prior to the Royal Rumble, I guess?
You got to put the strap back on Miz somehow.
I think so, too. I think you have to, because you got to push Roman in that Universal title picture. I think The Miz has done a pretty good job as being Intercontinental champ.
I love his passion.
Yeah.
I love his promos. I love his passion. I love, because what he does when he gets on the mic, he kind of says, he talks about it like I think maybe you and I might, because of how we grew up watching when we were trying to bring that prestige back. And that title was so prestigious, even though it was won in a phantom match. But anyway, always had the prestige. But no, but here's another thing, too. Another crazy prediction about the Rumble, which just came to me because we're talking about Miz. I always bring up Ziggler, too, because you got another Northern Ohio guy. Will we see him in the Rumble match in some sort of new gimmick?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good point to make. I'm sure he'll be in the Rumble. What will be his impact? I don't know. I mean, let's be honest. He hasn't.
And what the hell is Kofi going to do? Because he always does something crazy at every...
Oh, that's true. How can we overlook that? Yeah. Yeah. He's going to do something weird.
Besides walk on, land on Big E and...
Yeah, I don't know.
Super Mario.
Maybe he'll have his own jetpack and he'll just fly above the ring. Who knows?
That's one of the things I was looking forward to. That's why when we first started talking, we back at Survivor Series, Rumble's up there with Mania for me. It's usually more than Mania. So,
you know who else is not going to be at Raw 25? Hulk Hogan, apparently.
I can't figure out why.
I don't know why either. I mean...
He didn't upset anybody or say anything bad.
He hasn't done anything. He's been under the radar a lot.
Mm.
He's really been putting flair over. And then 30 for 30.
Yeah,
and
then, yeah. Like,
he's eating not just a piece. He's eating a whole humble pie lately since that everything broke down for him. And I don't know. I think he deserves another shot at being something on TV.
Well, I mean, he's back on the library. If you notice on the WWE Network, they've inserted him back in. And so, you know, he may be getting out of the doghouse, so to speak, with his actions over the last several years.
Yeah, it's true. So, I was going through Instagram and I followed. I'm more of an Instagram person than Twitter because I like pictures, which we talked about that earlier, too. We won't go that. but no, I follow a gentleman by the name of the Wrestling Classic on there. He always posts, like, interesting just moments in wrestling.
Sure.
And recently, I believe he posted the whole... Do you remember when Hulk got into it with that old lady at ringside on Nitro?
Yes.
And the yes. old lady just started giving him the business.
Yes, I do.
And that came out. That is such a great moment in Hogan history. Man. Sorry, quick sidebar. Look it up on the network. It was really cool.
Well, let's talk a little bit about New Japan. We got a few more minutes here. So Kenny Omega resigns with New Japan Pro Wrestling. Anybody surprised by that?
No, excited.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised at all that they re-signed him. Here's what I did find very odd, though. New Japan World, is airing two cards for CMLL. CMLL has their Fantastica Mania coming up, and they're going to be broadcasting them, which I thought, I don't know, I guess it's kind of a little bit weird. I know that New Japan has a working relationship with CMLL, and they send a lot of their young boys over there to get seasoned, like Takahashi, you know, and that. I just thought it was kind of a little bit of a pleasant, odd thing to stumble across.
Well, it needs to be more of that if anybody's going to take down and, you know, go after to be that number two spot.
Right, right.
So I think you're going to see more and more of these strategic alliances. I mean, TNA and Impact tried that, and then the whole thing kind of blew up with them. So, I don't know, I liked it. I liked that idea. I haven't really talked much about it, read much into that, but I think that's a nice little crossover.
And you, Christina, caught Wrestle Kingdom, not WrestleMania. Wrestle Kingdom 12. What'd you think overall?
I loved it. I actually went back and watched it again during the day when I was actually a little bit more awake.
Oh, wait. You got up and, like...
Oh, yeah. I woke up at 3:00 in the morning to watch it.
You are a trooper.
And live-tweeted it.
I'm the sissy. I waited till Saturday when, you know, there's nothing else going on. But anywho.
Nope. I woke up and watched it. and then I went to work, and then I stayed up for Impact. Okay. Anyways, it was awesome. I loved it. I loved a match that stood out to me was Cody's match. I loved his entrance with him and Brandy, where she's like, "If you don't think we're the best, you're just a bunch of simple marks." Like,
yeah, I liked Cody's match with Ibushi. I honestly really liked the whole event. Three matches I didn't really dig, and I don't count the Rumble pre-show match.
I like that Rumble match.
I mean, it was okay, but yeah. I was a little bit clueless because there were so many new people in there that I'm like, I have never even heard of you. I have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
I thought the six-man match was the scramble six-man match was confusing. I did not like Tanahashi and Jay White.
Really?
I don't like Jay White's character. I don't like the Switchblade character.
I love that character.
I don't. Just, to me, it doesn't work. I don't get it. So I wasn't a big fan of that match. I didn't really think Killer Elite Squad against Sonata and Evil was...
Yeah, it was not very good.
No, it wasn't. It was very like...
Like Killer Elite Squad's entrance was the best part about it.
Yes, it was. It was. Because like for the first like half of that match, they killed them.
Yeah.
And then there was this comeback, and I'm like...
I can't get behind it because of that generic name. Come on. Killer Elite Squad. They really, really thought long and hard about that. They get on thesaurus.com and kind of look at
it. Lance Archer is everything.
Oh, my God.
Everything.
His little
Tramp stamp.
Yeah. Oh, man. I remember that back in the day in TNA.
He got it when it wasn't a tramp stamp.
Lance Hoyt. Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right. Yeah, but overall, I really liked Wrestle Kingdom 12. I mean, Omega Jericho was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Naito and Okada was great. Yeah. Cody and Ibushi was good. Bucks and Roppongi was pretty solid, too. That's right. Boys. I complimented the Young Bucks. I don't often do
that. That's a strong take.
I know. That tells you how good the match was.
And the junior heavyweight match was good, too.
Oh, yeah. That was phenomenal. Yeah. That was Will really, Ospreay. Really good.
So I'm more of an old school guy.
Sure.
I'm from the old school. So is there any guys that's in New Japan, as you sit there and watch it, that reminds you of some of these old school New Japan or All Japan guys?
Minoru Suzuki.
Yes.
because he and Hirooki Goto damn near killed each other. Like, I am not making this up. He started throwing forearm strikes that literally I forgot that I was watching it with other people and go, stop hitting him! They were so intense and so violent that I'm like, it's a good thing CTE doesn't exist in Japan. It must just stop there. Yeah. When you fly over Europe, it just must stop. That, you know, it must be just a North American thing.
I was going to say the prime meridian, but I'm
yeah, right, right, that's sure. Not, that's, yeah. Well, that's by Europe, yeah. But, yeah, I mean.
You are the teachers.
So, yeah, so I mean, Minoru Suzuki, he is a throwback to like a...
He's terrifying.
Yeah, like a Stan Hansen, like a Bruiser Brody, like, you know, that type of just gritty...
But where's my Mudas? Where's my Chonos? Where's those guys?
I think Sonata's a great wrestler. I really do. I just didn't like the match he had, and I think he's a great... Kind of great.
Where does Cody Hall fall into all this? Is what I want
to
know.
What I don't know. What has happened to Cody Hall? By the way, that is he's dropped off the face of the planet, as far as I know.
I know there was a big stink about him, and then I got all excited. Yeah. Maybe he found the bottle too. I don't know.
All right, last thing, real quick. Hall of Fame. They already mentioned Goldberg. Who else do you think is deserving to go into the Hall of Fame?
Five count, baby.
King Kong Bundy.
Hashtag Bundy. Let's get him in. He needs to be in. He headlined WrestleMania too. Come on now. Top five big man of all time. Am I lying?
Well, if you're going big man, I'm going to say why not put in Bam Bam Bigelow?
Why not?
Because, I mean, he was the big man that could move.
Yeah.
So.
But he's dead. Let's bring in somebody that's alive so we can see them.
Oh, come on. That was harsh.
But I know Bundy has heat with Vince probably still. I don't know. I don't know. Cut back his hamburger intake or whatever it was, but...
You know one person he doesn't have heat with? Ed O'Neill, I bet.
But I'm bummed.
There you go. Christina, any Hall of Fame predictions for you?
Well, since you guys don't use the Twitter that much, I'll update you on a big movement going on Twitter right now where everybody is saying that Brian Pillman should be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year.
And he would be deserving. I mean, you got to look at his impact on the cruiserweight style in WCW in the early 90s. And I mean, and the fact too that when he started doing the loose cannon, like, people thought it was a fucking shoot.
He was like the leader in the Attitude Era. Like, Heyman talks about how ECW was this, but like I said, I was brought up to you. Go back and watch Pillman versus Sullivan. Hashtag I respect you, Booker man, because that type of that feud, the Benoit and Sullivan and the Pillman and Sullivan, like, and the whole loose cannon, like, you didn't know what he was going to say.
Yeah,
this was before the Attitude Era. This was kind of like the early days of ECW, but in WCW, they had to technically get rid of him because he was kind of a liability, I think, besides his injury. But he was a because you never knew what he was going to say. But before that, yes. Cruiserweight. Oh my God, his matches with Jushin Thunder Liger.
Oh man.
I would sit there and I could watch, and they ran that program a lot, even on the first Nitro.
Mm-hmm.
I could watch those matches all the time. And one of my favorite tag teams of all time was the Hollywood Blondes.
Oh,
just for that. Okay. And you would have Austin and Dutton. It'd be perfect.
You know what? I was just going to say, I remember. Zink and Pillman having a hell of a series rest in peace with the Midnight Express.
Oh gosh,
they had some great matches with that Midnight Express.
That was a really good.
That was
Tom Zink. That's gonna be a whole other podcast. We're gonna talk about most underrated tag team wrestlers. Z-Man was one of the most underrated guys because he could go and he could do that baby face mullet wearing like deal, and him and Pillman looked great. But yeah, those matches, and you put them like. A lot of those WCW tag matches during that time kind of flew under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some really good tag teams. There were some really good tag matches because you had enough. Not only have one, so you had two sets of tag titles back then.
Yeah. You had the U.S. titles with the NWA world titles. I say Bigelow I would put in there. I would also, again, continue to put in why my favorite has not been put in yet. Bruiser Brody. You talk about the innovators of hardcore wrestling. You know, I know.
Blackball, dude.
Well, I don't know. You know, because he was in the WWWF when Vince Sr. had it.
Yeah, but for kind of a cup of coffee, like he would do.
Yeah, he wasn't there
like
for
a couple month run a year.
Yeah,
like,
right. Sure,
it's a
sure.
shame that nobody. And it was, it's so funny though, as you bring it up. Think of all the wrestlers that he had the influence on that have brought into
right.
their gimmicks, even.
Yeah,
like from North the Barbarian, even Jimmy Jacobs. Yeah. Remember that when he was
and
doing.
Well, yeah, and I mean modern day Luke Harper's kind of got that Bruiser Brody style.
Yes.
So I'm still will be an advocate. For Bruiser Brody going into the Hall of Fame.
What about a female?
That's a good question. Female? Because I don't want to be insulting, but it seems like they are starting to now really stretch for some.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
You know, I mean, with all due respect to a couple of the last inductees, you're like, really?
I think Molly needs to be in. I think Ivory needs to be in.
Ivory definitely would be my vote,
because what she did with Glow and then what she... continue to do effort, and like I think Tori deserves to be in, not just for her, she's a great wrestler, she did one of the very first hardcore women's matches, and she also did a nice hardcore video, which we probably can't talk about on the podcast either.
Probably not.
Okay.
No, but
anyway,
okay.
But no, I think those are all just very well deserving, and I think Tori might be somebody you could see there too in the women's world.
I say Missy Hyatt.
Missy
Hyatt should be, if we're going to induct females, why not? She was an innovator. She was entertaining outside of the ring when she was in WCW as like the backstage interviewer and that. Yeah.
Could we have Jock Sampson induct her?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
That
would be nice.
If you're out there, like, we need to push for that on social media. Missy for Hall of Fame and you can induct her.
There you go. Enough said.
One last thing.
Okay.
Last year they didn't do the celebrity win. Why is Bob Barker not in the Hall of Fame?
Wait,
you're
they
gonna
did,
do celebrities?
Did they not do a celebrity line? I'm stretching
no.
to...
No.
No?
This one was there, so she should be...
Oh,
the,
okay.
Should be the official...
Let me just tell you right now, I'm just going to say, if it's Kid Rock, I'm going to blow a fucking gasket. Because I cannot stand Kid Rock.
America, though!
I know.
We live in America and we speak American.
I know. And he still hasn't showered, I'm sure of it. Probably 25 years, he still looks like he hasn't showered.
He's out there in Ohio sometimes.
What?
Yeah.
What, has he got family there?
He's got a couple friends out there, long story.
Hey, if Kid Cash gets nominated and he's going to go in to the celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame, I think it's only fitting that Kid Cash inducts him.
Oh my gosh. Good old Kid Cash.
Good old Kid Cash.
Who would you put in a celebrity that's not in there?
They need to put Pitbull in there for that banger WrestleMania song last year that
Green
I'm still lines. Listening to.
Oh my gosh.
How about Flo Rida? Because he's done how many different WWE theme songs? Like 8,000?
Yeah.
He's done quite a few.
So.
Well, we can talk a little bit more about that as we lead into
sure.
Mania.
You got it.
Because we talked about, I love Hall of Fame talk. I love that there's so many people that aren't in it. Like another one you put in the Rock and Rolls, but Bobby Eaton's not in.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You start putting those guys in, there's guys that you really need to take a long, hard look at.
Exactly.
I mean, there's guys that have worked for you too, backstage, that you believe so much in. Why aren't they in? Like Terry Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
All right, well, let's start wrapping things up. Christina, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at I Don't Love That. And also, I do a weekly wrestling Periscope show on Twitter, and that is at Super Kickin' It. No G, just Super Kickin' It.
Wow.
DJ Joey Blaze, where can people find you?
How do we get on that?
How do we get on what?
Super Kickin' It. Periscope.
It's a.
What, you'll have to
it's
talk
a,
to her.
It's a women's wrestling talk show.
I've been known to dress and drag. So, hey, one thing I do want to touch on. I was very excited to have Christina on here. Her better half, sorry to say it like that, her other half is coming back into the country very soon. So
oh, that's right. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
12
and,
days or less?
Yeah,
than
really
now.
Soon.
Okay.
And we're all very excited to have him back. So, I want to give a shout out to Will. We love you. We're happy that you're coming back. So, that's one of the reasons why. So hopefully we can have maybe both of them on, have like a couples thing.
Ooh.
Not
so YouTube,
couples thing.
YouTube versus us?
Yeah, we go back far enough.
There you go.
We complete each other's sandwiches. you can find me on Twitter, at DJ Joey Blaze, on Instagram at DJ Joey Blaze. You can find my phone number at the local gas station in the bathroom.
It's in black marker, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real thick one, not just a
right.
Sharpie.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's right next to the same particular graffiti that says Metallica Rules.
then above that, Jesus saves.
Right. So there you go. It's a complete big circle. There you go. All right. Well, thank you two for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having
us. Yeah, you're quite welcome. All right. I'm going to throw it to quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up this episode.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen, our predictions for the Royal Rumble. I guess we'll wait and see in a couple weeks whether we are spot on or not. Hey, again, real quickly, if you'd like to follow Christina over on Twitter, her handle is @IDon'tLoveThat, and I guess that's all one particular handle, so there's no spaces in between. Again, it's @IDon'tLoveThat. I believe that's also her Instagram handle as well. Check out her Periscope show when you get an opportunity. Let me tell you where you get in touch with me. You can follow me on Twitter @PVDMVP. You can shoot me an email if you like, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can leave me a message over on the Facebook page of the PVDcast, that of course being facebook.com/PVDcast. And I'm just going to remind you of all the various different ways in which you can get your hands on this podcast. Obviously, PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, is the easiest. But it's also available through iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Pod Paradise, and the Echo Network. And hey, while you're at it, tell a friend, rate, review, subscribe, let iTunes know, let Google Play know, let any of those particular avenues know how much you appreciate the PVDcast. It'll help me out as well, and I will greatly appreciate it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to close up shop, so I'll chat at each and every one of you later. And until then, stay righteous and stay independent.